If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
It's King Combs.
I know, that's right. Look at the waves on swim.
Yes, sir.
Got me over here.
Have you ever fallen asleep without your do-rag on?
Yeah, a few times. I try not to, though.
Okay.
But yeah, not. Even if I fall asleep without it, I'll be good still.
Wave still official.
Yeah.
You lucky you got that good hairline, too.
Nah, facts.
You see, some people
are. You got the good hair, too.
Yeah, I got my, well, you know, little bangs.
Baby hairs in the cut.
Yeah, baby hairs. So congratulations. I was at the iHeart Festival and I saw you on that stage performing. Yes, I was. I got video footage and everything from the audience. I was like, I got to go in the audience to watch this performance.
Yes, I got to see from the good angles.
Nah, facts.
How'd that feel?
That was crazy. That was a crazy show. Got to share the stage with my pops. Mm-hmm. And that was like a time where I got to really like do my own song instead of just being out there like vibing with him. So
legitimately, because it's a top 10 song.
Facts. We top 10 right now. Hold on. We about to be top 5. About to be top 5. Can't stop, won't stop. Shout out my boy Kodak Black. It's lit.
It's lit.
So how you feeling? Like, that's amazing because you've been, you said that you had no plan B. This was it for you, music.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, facts. I definitely didn't have a plan B. Like, I always wanted to do this since I was young. So to finally have like a hit with my boy Kodak Black and hit in rotation, shout out all the DJs playing it. It's a vibe.
Like, when did you first come out and be like, look, this is what I want to do. I don't have a plan B. Because sometimes that's a lot of pressure, you know, being coming from the family that you come from and having to really like be like, okay, this is what I want to do. Because people will kind of doubt you more just because of that.
Nah, for sure. I mean, I always wanted to do this since I was like little though. So it's always been like something that's in my heart. So it wasn't really something that someone else forced me to do. Like, I would feel pressure if it wasn't like my goals and my aspirations.
Mm-hmm. Even with it being like a goal of yours, did you ever feel like there was some big shoes to follow coming after your dad?
I mean, nah, I knew I got this.
A little bit
though.
Of pressure?
Nah, not really.
That's good.
Like, it's not really pressure. It's more like, you know, we got to get the job done.
Yeah.
And it's like a goal. Mm-hmm. Like pressure, it was like, I felt like I couldn't do it.
All right, well, let's talk about some things. We're going to do some fill in the blanks with you, okay?
Right,
so I want you to finish these sentences, and you got to answer them quick. I don't want you to think too long and too hard, okay?
All right, hold on.
All right.
He's like, let me drink some water real quick.
You can get ready for this.
All right. The best part of being in a relationship is?
Dates.
Dates. Going on dates.
Not so yet, what's a date that you would plan? Like, give us an example of the King Combs experience.
I might pick you up from your crib, some flowers, something. go to movies, eat.
What restaurant? Nice view.
Jet skis. I like taking girls on jet skis.
You got jet skis for your birthday. I saw them gold jet skis.
Yeah, no, facts. Jet skis is one of my favorite things to do. What?
Okay, okay. That's a nice long date.
Yeah.
And I like a girl who know how to cook for me, though.
Okay. But you can't eat everybody's cooking, and you can't go to everybody's house, too.
That's what I'm saying. If you know how to cook, then it's like, all right.
Okay, so what's your favorite meal?
Fried chicken.
I mean, that's pretty easy. What if she can't cook, but, you know, gradually?
What if she's great at ordering?
What if she good at making reservations? Right?
I mean, I'm not knocking if you can't cook. Like, you know, I know maybe not everybody's the best chef, but
please don't get offended.
Me personally, I like, you know,
can stuff you cook? Like that.
Yeah.
Home cooked meals are the best
eggs
meals.
And bacon.
You can make eggs and bacon. Okay, fair enough.
Breakfast in bed.
That's romantic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you do stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now,
I won't ever date a woman who got too many bodies.
How would you even know?
Right. How would you know?
I mean, if they're like, okay. Yo, she outside, like, it's like, it's too crazy.
That might make her more experienced, though. She really could put it down.
True.
And these days.
But it might not be like, you know what I'm saying? It might not be right.
And when I say date, okay, what about would you sleep with a woman who had a lot of bodies, but maybe not date her?
Nah.
Nothing? But what if you find out after?
I don't want to get in between none of that. If it's after the fact, then it's like, it already happened.
The streets be lying, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
you can't always listen to the streets.
Your name shouldn't even be in the streets if you were me.
So your name in the streets?
Yeah, your name in the streets.
But his not in that.
Hey, we know one in the streets. Can't stop, won't stop.
No, but you were in a long-term relationship, so you were out of the streets during that time.
Yeah.
Right.
That actually kept you, like, you know, on the straight and narrow, focused.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And that was a 6-year relationship?
Yeah, that was long. Yeah, like 6 years.
When you got out of that, did you...
It was
you...
dope, though. I feel like, you know, it was a vibe.
When you get out of something like that, do you feel like you want to get into something else? You know how some people say the best way to get over that is by getting into something else real quick?
Yeah, I just like focus on my music, I feel like. Or just do what's natural, you know? You might find something right away, but I don't know.
So I think you always tend to find when you're not looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really just like to see something natural. Like, if I see it and she, the one, you could see, but...
I saw, like, on Gas You Up with Dream Doll, you talk about the, like, you okay, no makeup, just all, you know, looking good, even without all of that. Where do you find somebody, though? Like, where could you possibly be that you're like, I like her? Because in my head, like, you've been doing fly shit since a kid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, anywhere. You may find out at a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Just going somewhere, pick up some food, studio.
Here, lip service. What happens if you fall asleep? Like, do you put your do-rag on when you're having sex?
God,
you take it off? You guys
do-rag.
Think about things like that? Because you do look like
that. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I like to put my do-rag on before, though.
Before?
Like, hold
before?
On, don't be rubbing
so you
my
don't
head.
Sweat your waves out?
Yeah, messing my waves up.
Because you don't want her messing up that wave flow?
That's a fact.
Do you use the same barber all the time? Because, you know, sometimes a different barber can mess...
Yeah, nah, I do use the same barber, though. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, when it's, like, got, like, a photo shoot last minute,
mm-hmm.
might have to have somebody try to touch me up.
Does that feel like cheating?
Yeah, that's, like, because you don't want them to push your line back. That's like, the number one thing for me. Mm-hmm. Like, the corners right here, if they get too close, it's like, yo, relax.
Guys are serious about that hairline.
Facts.
All right, now, the most I ever spent on a gift was?
Probably, like,
$50. No, I'm kidding.
50 bands, yeah.
What was that, a car?
It was like a little vacation and another gift.
That's not a little vacation, right. 50,000.
Yeah, where did you
There's nothing
go?
Little about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, it kind of came out a little extra expensive. We had a little extra
shots, extra situations
shots,
happening
extra
after
dinners
the fact.
And stuff like that.
You had to pay for deli on when you go out?
Nah, I didn't bring the deli on. That was my biggest mistake.
Duh.
Yeah, I learned, though. We're going to keep this on deck.
Period. Yeah, I don't see you drinking your deli on.
Where your shot at?
I'm drinking mine. I don't see you doing nothing. We had a shot right before this started.
Yeah.
Gigi don't even drink no more, and she was drinking with you.
I mean, I got some in here. I'm good.
Sorry. Cheers.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Cheers.
Let's see what he about to. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Keep it on that.
He's really doing it. Oh, we should have played I Never.
All right, now, my nickname in the bedroom. Have you ever had a nickname or somebody call you something?
Daddy.
Daddy.
Just daddy. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
What about Poppy?
Yeah, if she's Spanish.
Yeah, I could see him. You be in Miami a lot, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's getting called Poppy all day. Have you ever had a nickname for your penis? He does.
Nah.
He's lying. Tell us. What's his name?
No, it's too many of his guys in the room. He's not going to.
If I tell you, you gotta be, you know what I'm saying? You gotta really, if you find out.
You gotta really find out.
You gotta meet him for real.
It's on the introduction basis only. Okay.
Oh man, he don't want to.
But that answers the question that there
right,
is one.
Right, there is a nickname. Mm-hmm. He got it.
Did you name it yourself or someone named it for you?
I dubbed thee.
Yo, listen, if I'm going to tell you anything about him, you got to meet him. I'm sorry.
Do you shave?
Manscaped?
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I know. Do you ever get your hairs and be like, what the hell is this?
Nah.
Okay, good.
Right.
Like, I don't know where this came from. All right. Okay, I finished this sentence. I fall in love if...
I haven't really been in love like that, so...
You was in a 6-year relationship and wasn't in love?
You catch that, like, you know, natural bond.
The organic chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but you was in a relationship for 6 years and wasn't in love?
No, I wasn't. It was one time. So I can't say I fall in love if... But mm-hmm. it only happened
when
once.
It only happened once.
Got it.
Okay, so what made that different for you to decide to settle down?
I don't know. It was just a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire.
Why did you guys break up? Ah, shit. What'd you do?
It was a lot going on.
Was it you?
It was life.
It was life.
Accountability.
See, I like you. See, that's what I'm saying.
Did you mess up?
Yeah, a few times. You know, we all make mistakes.
Okay. Did you regret it?
I mean, nah.
Mm-hmm. No, but you're young still.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that is like, that was your first and probably only real relationship.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I regret doing, you know, some bad things, but I wouldn't say I regret like the relationship.
Right.
Right.
Are you guys still friends? Do you still like happy birthday?
Nah, not really.
Oh.
But nah, shout out to her.
Okay.
Yeah, she doing her thing, whatever she doing.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you had to say moving forward, you know, because I think even from things that don't work, you learn a lot. Mm-hmm. So if you had to say moving forward, this is what I want in a relationship, what would you say those things are that are important to you?
You know, probably trust, honesty, and having like an honest relationship with somebody, more of a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Are you a jealous person?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, I want to talk to you about this because we were talking about this article, right? 10 relationship problems that millennials face in 2020. And I want to see if this has ever been a problem for you, any of these things. Okay, fubbing. Do you know what fubbing is? Mm-mm. That's when you ignore your partner because you're constantly on your phone.
Nah. Never heard of that one.
All right, so you know how
you
like
you could somebody because you're on your phone?
Yeah, like they're with you, but you like always on your phone. Maybe you posted something and you're trying to see like what people are commenting, or maybe she is. Okay, that's
good. I don't know about that one, no.
Never heard that before either. Yeah. Until today.
But have you ever been out with somebody though and they're on their phone the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, I experienced that, but I didn't know that it was
that it had a name.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
But forget the name. Have you ever been with somebody that was on the phone the whole time, or have you been that person?
Nah, yeah. I definitely been with somebody that be on their phone a lot. Yeah.
How do you stop that? Like, do you check it?
You just gotta tell them, like, yo, what's up? What you doing?
Put your phone down. Talking to? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, has anyone ever gone through your phone?
Yeah. That's an invasion of privacy. I don't think no one should do that. Because, you know, you got family texts in there. You got, like, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Personal information.
I'm be trying to surprise the girl. What if I'm trying to surprise you? That's one of my things I like, surprises. So if I'm trying to surprise you, you go through the phone. You see the Birkin bag right there. It's like, you spoiled it trying to be nosy. That happened to me before.
That's why really?
Like, personal experience.
You was getting a Birkin bag and someone went through your phone?
I was getting a good gift and they seen it.
Did you still give her the gift?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just she like, ruined the surprise. Moment, you know, you want to have them surprised.
How did you know she saw it?
Oh, yeah, they told me.
Like, I see you getting me a gift.
Nah,
dang, she was supposed
obvious.
To keep that on the low see, and still act surprised.
Did she see that and other stuff and that's why it came up?
Yeah,
because I would
so you
want to
get me a Birkin
myself,
and her? Like,
so everyone gets a Birkin?
Listen, I don't believe in cheating or none of that, though.
Okay.
No? So you never cheated?
I don't believe in cheating. I feel like if you have a girl, you know, you should be loyal.
You don't believe in it, but you've never done it.
So what?
He have didn't say that. Look, you know what somebody said. You say what?
Say what? Excuse me, say what? So you don't believe in it, but have you done it?
You know, I said I made
we make mistakes.
I made mistakes.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, you could.
But
yeah.
Right now, you know, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do that.
You learn from your mistakes.
He learned from.
Yeah.
So now. And now moving forward.
That's how you learn.
He
that's
don't see it.
All right, now, here's some other things. Oversharing on social media. How would you feel if you went out with a woman and she posted a picture of y'all?
Yeah. It's happened before. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like, yeah, oversharing, like you said, but it's okay. Sometimes you might be excited or might want to, you know, show you off or whatever.
I know. Or also let the world know, you know, because I also feel like, how do you date someone? Everybody knows who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so how do you know that somebody's like, I really like him just because of, you know, who he really is? Because it's going to take a while to peel through those layers anyway.
Yeah, I would say sometimes that's definitely hard to understand or to know who's really with you, especially, you know, you got money and fame and stuff. But usually I have a good way of finding that out because I've been in this position since I was young. So you kind of see off of certain traits that people, you know, they trying to use you or this and that.
Okay. Now, another thing that they say is a problem for millennials is distractions everywhere, right? All these different things happening. It says here that modern life is full of busyness, distractions. That means a person is unable to give time and effort to a relationship, which is a necessity. Do you like somebody who's really busy or someone that can cater to you?
I like somebody that can cater to me better.
Mm-hmm.
And would you be able to call you, you just pull up right away?
Damn. She really ain't got shit.
I don't know. I think that's better. Like,
I mean, but would it be vice versa? I mean, I know you're super busy, but if you can't.
Yeah, I could fly you out to me or whatever.
Okay. First class?
First class, PJ.
Right. Okay.
Me talking big money over here.
Maybe send a yacht.
You talking long money over here.
All that.
Do you feel like sometimes you got to ration things out too, though? Like, I can't give you this immediately.
You got to slow walk it a little bit to make sure it's right.
I don't like to, like, prejudge situations. Mm-hmm. I like to just go with the flow naturally. You never know. I might buy a girl something first day. Me personally, I don't like to, like, use buying girl stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? I like to hold some girls better.
What if she asks you for something?
I don't know. That's a little red flag. That's a little red flag for me.
What if she's like, look, I'm going to come, but are you going to pay me the money I would have made at work?
Yeah, I don't like that.
But you want her to pull up. If you like, oh, right. Come on. And she's like, well, you know, I was supposed to work. I got to make money to pay these bills. Are you going to?
Nah, I think our experience, you know what I'm saying, should be worth something. You can miss, you know, a couple of days off.
She can't pay that rent with experience.
Right.
You can't pay the rent with experience.
No, she can't go to the rent.
If she need help with rent, that's what she got to say. But that's different than saying, like, yo, you got to pay me to come out, fly out with you.
It wasn't pay her. It was pay for her missing work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pay her the time that she would have made at work.
I mean, I don't know. If she's like, busy, then she needs to stay at work.
Period. That's a good answer. Good answer.
You would be okay with her saying, well, I can't make it right now
because I got this. Yeah.
But if you really, would you be like, you know what, but I really want to see you and you've been working a lot, so I'll take care of that. I got you.
Like I said, it got to be the experience. I don't know. It got to make it
case
feel
by
right.
Case scenario.
Me personally, like, if we're going on vacation, we should just be going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
AKA, I ain't fucking with a bitch that can't afford to
can't just take off work and go for it.
Yeah, like if she waiting on that paycheck, she ain't for me.
But that's tough though, because it is a time when people do have jobs.
Women tell men all the time to date your wage. That should apply to women as well.
Transparency. You gotta explain yourself. Whatever you may be going through, I might agree.
What if she's like an influencer? Do you mind like certain pictures being posted? You know, maybe it's provocative. Does that bother you?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, now, I saw you also weighed in on this whole dinner with Jay-Z or $500,000, and you said dinner with Jay-Z.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I believe
I feel
that.
Like you could get that for free, too, anyway, and get the $500,000.
Not for sure. I mean, I was lucky enough to get it for free that day.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the conversation we had, I feel like it was real valuable and that it's going to last a lifetime. And sometimes $500,000, you're spending a couple years, a year, like, you know?
No, but okay. No. $500,000 is a lot. You can stretch that out.
I mean, yeah, you can stretch it out, but if you buy a couple things, you know, it's going to go down things. Soon.
Christian, taxes. A couple things, $500,000. Christian.
Nah, okay, $500,000, yeah, you
that's
can stretch
a lot.
That. You can stretch
talk
that.
About some, you buy a couple things, it's
going to the saying,
house. The, what's
the combo with Jay-Z is like, you know.
Worth priceless.
Triple.
Yeah, it's priceless.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did he give you like some particular advice that to this day you're like, that was valuable?
Yeah, y'all got to go either spend the $500 or go to him to get that advice. But nah, something that he really told me was like, stay true and find your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what he had to do when he was coming up. Because I was asking him like how he like got through that wall that he was going through when he was just first coming up where he wasn't making it. And then all of a sudden like his stuff started hitting. And he just told me, yeah, he had to find out what it was that he did for the people.
That kind of is your story too then in a way, right? Because things is hitting now.
Yeah, things is hitting now. Right after that Jay-Z combo. See, I told y'all. You about to get more than $500,000.
And you did Gas You Up a Dream Doll. How did that collab happen?
That was dope. Me and her, we always been friends. I just heard the beat. And when I did the song, I wanted to do like a catchy phrase. And then I was like, yo, I want a dope girl on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought she was perfect.
Don't you feel like women right now are killing it in the music, like when it comes
to
hip hop?
Yeah, for sure.
I think more than
women
ever.
Definitely.
Yeah, oh, absolutely more than ever.
They are.
Yeah, that's fire though.
I think that your take also is important because you came up in the era, like it's even reflective in your music. You know, I just feel like you have a lot of elements of like the nostalgic things that we grew up on. And then to hear your music, it kind of gives us that feel also. Yeah. You think it's valuable to know and like have that knowledge of the history? Because you have that.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think it is. Because right when I like started to really take rap serious, that's when I like went and researched. Because my pops was like, yo, you need to go research all these albums. And he gave me like Illmatic, the Jay-Z, Nas, Mace, Biggie, just every album. And I just went and just top to bottom listened to it. And I feel like that definitely shaped me as an artist.
What happens if you see Mace now, being that your dad and Mace, do you say what's up or do you just be like?
I mean, it's all love, you know.
It's his beef, your beef. Well, you know, your dad though, he don't really be seeming like he wanna beef with people. Like he seemed like if he see them, you know, we like that he pieced it up with Shine. The Mace thing is like off and on, it's like, they do the tour, the reunion, and then they don't, and then they go back and forth.
Like brothers.
Like real brothers.
What if Mace is like, yo, let's take a picture together?
I mean, yeah, I'll take a picture of him, you know? It's bad boy, you know?
Bad boy for
day,
life.
They've been family, so. Like you said, they like brothers, you know, talking, doing whatever they do.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so let's talk about this new project.
Yeah.
When is the
new project is on the way, man? Can't Stop, Won't Stop, about to go number one. New project gonna come. I wish I could give y'all the name right now and everything, but I want to present it to y'all perfect. So I'm gonna come to the lip service and give him the name first.
I feel like me and Laura drinking this daily on alone.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm feeling that first shot. I'm like sitting here whole, like,
yeah, take a shot with me.
Another one?
Did she tell you what that?
What, the shot?
Yeah.
Like, look, right here. There you go. Cheers.
You get down to share one with some ice. Cheers.
Y'all drink?
Mm-mm.
All right,
I did take a shot with
her. She did take a shot. She didn't even
take that first one,
thank
though.
You.
She had the good cardies on.
Thank you. they prescription. I really need them to see.
Now, what about tour? Since you do have that, you didn't even do the whole shot. You know what I told you about
that? That was a double. That was 7 years of bad sex.
That was a big shot.
No, you
said only big shots.
Listen to my girl right there.
It was a double. You said big shots. I'm just telling you what you said.
Right. A big talk.
But nah, I said together. We can't
right,
just be,
we'll do it.
Come well, on, ladies, yeah, we'll
ladies,
do it.
Ladies. We'll do it. We'll do
rule
it.
Rule number one, lip service.
If we do the shot,
cannot gang up.
Can we make a deal?
Hmm?
We'll do the shot, but we need to know the penis nickname.
Me too.
All right, off camera. Back.
All right, let's
camera.
Do
this. Off camera.
Yeah, off camera. Oh, his name is Backstage?
No.
That's a good name.
That's a good name.
I just want to know.
Yo, you want to meet Backstage?
I want to meet.
You
want
to go Backstage?
I just want a formal introduction before.
Nah. Mm.
All right, Backstage, we
it
see you.
It depends on the name. It's probably Piglet. Hey, Piglet.
Nah.
Not Piglet.
Nah, you want a shot?
Nah, I'm playing. Yeah, we could take a shot.
Yeah, we'll do it. We got you.
I got you.
I know you got a celebration tonight, so we might as well get it started
yes, sir.
Now.
We got a celebration. We're going to say less. Y'all coming to say less?
After this shot, I may be saying less. Because yeah. I may be just sitting.
She want to go to say more. Less.
Get some good chicken saute.
I don't eat chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Shrimp.
I love shrimp.
She could do that.
Rice.
Do that too.
All right, now we have another finish this sentence.
Okay.
All right, we'll wait for the shot.
Because, you know, if the deli I'm going to be kicking, we got to kick together.
All right, cheers. All right,
cheers.
And you know, I like the reposado.
Can't tap.
All right,
tap.
Cheers to Backstage.
Cheers to Backstage.
Okay, ready for this next finish this? The first time I had sex, I...
Was watching Paid in Full.
You were watching Paid in Full while you had sex?
Yeah.
You know... I can't believe you were watching Paid in Full. Not the part where he's eating the banana.
It's like my favorite movie.
Oh my God.
That's what I wait.
Nah.
Are you serious? That doesn't distract you?
Nah, I mean, it happened randomly. It wasn't planned out. Like, I told you I'm spontaneous. I don't know why y'all think I just keep playing.
What part was it?
Huh?
What part was on?
I don't even know.
Who initiated it?
The girl.
Okay. Was it amazing? Was, you know, because the first time, sometimes it could be over really quick.
It was a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like second or third time was a little better.
It was better.
Was it quick? Is that why?
Nah, it was just, you know, just figuring everything out.
Backstage, baby.
Backstage.
That's going to be his new nickname. Back. All right. So what's your favorite position?
From the back or the side?
You don't want to face nobody? Like face to face? Kiss? Nothing?
I mean, that's cool, too.
You said favorite.
Okay, yeah, I'm favorite, just wondering, yeah. You know, side spoon. That it feels like early morning sex.
I was having the same thing. Right. That's side morning sex.
Facts. Wake mm-hmm. up early.
Wake up early, dick day. On heart. Yeah. Feeling on a booty.
Your breath both stink.
Oh, nah.
So you got to do it from the side spoon position.
Right. You know what?
Don't try to kiss me like that. Will you kiss in the morning with stink breath?
Nah.
See, I knew it.
I can't do that.
Have you ever had any accidents, like anything happened during sex, like somebody slipped and fall, fell off the bed, tried to do it in the shower, didn't work?
Nah.
Every time you laugh, I know you're hiding right. something.
Nah, I'm not. I don't think I had nobody fall or nothing like that.
You ever had a sex injury?
Somebody
I'm
go
talking
up.
To you, Laura.
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Is throwing up a sex injury?
That's not an injury,
no.
But it's a mishap.
That is a mishap. Like okay. Throwing up on a dick or that throwing
was from,
up?
That was from a blowjob. Right,
like blowjob throw up or like?
Like you was like my first, like when I was, you know, and I was trying to like, I was, we was drinking all night. And you know, when you drink, all night.
Were you fucking or sucking dick?
I was sucking dick.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, not fucking. He not gonna make me. How he?
That would have been a better story.
Yeah, and I was trying to do the most. Like, you know, I was like, all right, let me just try to stick. Man, I was drinking, and I was.
It wasn't Deleon, just to be clear.
It wasn't Deleon at all.
It was something
I was so embarrassed, but he was like, "Nah, you good, baby?" Like, I was like, "Oh my god, how does this even taste good right now? I feel terrible."
Well, yeah, you had to eat it.
Nah, I finished. I just threw up on the side. Like,
what?
Because I didn't want to fuck up. Like, he was really like into it, and I didn't want to mess it up at that moment.
Anytime I ever threw up on a dick, I
just
act
like I was just. He didn't even. I just
as King comes to say, it was bad
vibes. And then
yeah, it was a vibe.
He didn't. He was like, "Wait, what happened?" I was like, "Yeah, I threw up, my nigga." Like, how the fuck did you not notice that?
Oh, he didn't even
notice.
Smell
that? Yeah, we was pretty. That's terrible.
Did you clean it up? Did you clean it up?
That's a crazy story.
Did
that never happen to you?
He cleaned it up.
That never happened to you? No one ever threw up? Because I was trying to like do that whole sticking it down your throat. The shit ain't for me, okay? Especially while I'm drinking.
Deep
That's
throat?
What I learned. I was trying to deep throat.
Mm-hmm.
What?
While drunk.
Yeah, no bueno.
That's when you should be able to be the best at doing it.
Well, not me, baby. I threw up.
That's crazy.
It was terrible.
Would that make you stop, Bad Paige?
He didn't know though.
Backstage.
He didn't know though. Like at that moment.
That's crazy.
I thought it was it. I thought that was it behind after that shit. All the time. Where we going tomorrow?
The first time you did oral sex, did you know what you were doing on a woman?
Is that what?
The first time you were pussy, did you know what you were doing?
Yeah.
Did you?
Nah.
Are you trying to say you never did it?
Huh?
Do you? Are you a munch?
Are you a munch?
Do you like doing it?
Doing what?
Eating pussy.
Eating pussy.
No, I don't know.
Vagina.
You never did it?
Doing all that.
Are you Jamaican?
Are you Jamaican?
And Jamaicans do really good, by the way.
Wait, hold on. We got to stop for a second. So you've never done that? You're going to sit up here on lip service and say you've never
There's
ate
no
pussy?
There's no way. I don't believe that.
Because we don't want nobody saying waves he ate them. Mine after this episode.
That's
no I have way. Before.
Okay. All right.
You just don't like doing it.
It's cool.
There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's actually
it's
an
not
amazing
that he don't
thing.
Like doing it. It's that he's not in a relationship to where as though he trusts a woman enough to be in her vagina.
Well, I wish you would have said that. Yeah.
He's not going to do it to
Gigi,
no random.
I need you to stop.
Thank you.
He's
stop
not,
saving
I mean,
him.
I read it. He's not going to just be eating anybody pussy. So,
which is,
you know,
yeah,
he's,
like, you
he's
know,
done
I
it to a special
to y'all,
lady
yeah,
once
really
or twice
really
or a few times.
Right.
But he ain't got the energy for these hoes.
And you should be just out here eating pussy.
Like,
nah, facts.
What if you're eating her pussy and she start rubbing your head and fuck your waves up?
Nah, not doing
I'm not gonna
that.
Lie, his waves are so fly
his
that you
perfect.
Probably already would know why they
she
are
perfect.
Go with,
probably
with
would
the help
brain.
Enhance the.
She gotta do it this way. She gotta rub it.
She gonna be like,
don't go
damn.
This way, baby.
That's hilarious.
So, how much of this new album is done?
It's like 90% done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you give us any intel on what we can expect?
Well, on the new album, it's definitely gonna have some hits like Can't Stop, Won't Stop. It's definitely gonna make y'all dance, mm-hmm. party, drink some Deleon.
It's gonna
catch
make you throw
vibe.
Up. Any features?
Well, I can't stop thinking of that when I see it. Yeah.
Any features?
Nah, yeah, we got some big features on the way. Sway Lee is one of them. I'll give that one out.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that's
like
a vibe, actually.
Yeah, that'd be dope, but I don't want to give out too many, though. Yeah.
You've been holding back a lot today.
Nah, I'm chilling. I told
you
I'm going
to
tell
like,
you
I don't
want to
give too much.
Backstage,
I'm going to tell you
that's right. What's the name? We took that shot, by the way.
No, we're going to find out backstage.
Backstage.
All right, here's the next fill in the blank. What's the best movie to watch with a woman, and it can't be Paid in Full?
Okay.
How is that even on your list?
Because it's his favorite movie.
No. I'm just saying that he said it happened during the movie, and that was already one of your questions.
No. Right.
Probably Friday. It's like my favorite movie.
To watch with a woman?
Yeah, it's that bad.
No,
it's weird. I mean, it's a great movie.
She liked Friday. We would be laughing.
I love Friday. Like, I don't care about any other Friday.
They feel like you gotta smoke
weed
and
Friday,
everything.
I love Friday.
Okay.
Around Friday is definitely a good movie.
Yeah. Or some scary, really honestly scary movie.
Guys like to watch scary movies with girls so they can
Don't play with me. You know I love a scary movie.
She had me watch a scary movie
all the time.
Fell asleep on me and left me watching the movie by myself. And
I did not.
Let me tell you something. If I'm at home, I'd be like, Leo, let's put on. There's this movie right now that they said everybody is fainting and throwing up in the theater.
Oh my God, yes. I tell about you. I would not be going.
We need to go see that.
Thanks, but no thanks.
That shit made me want to see it.
What's it called?
It's called, I think, Terrifier 2.
And they have the actual like pictures and videos of people throwing up. People passed out
at the movie theater.
You've thrown up.
I have passed out. I don't stay. No, I learned
a little.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, do you think about things like a family, and or is that far off for you, like having your own family?
Yeah, it's definitely a little far off for me, but yeah, one day.
Okay, but you want that.
Got a big family right now.
You do. Like y'all lit, too.
Yeah, right. Very. How are you with your sisters as far as, just talking to them in regards to, like, being ladies and being out here?
Are you protective?
You grew up blessed. They grew up blessed. And as far as, like, you know, protecting themselves and being careful for jerks and things.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely want to protect them with everything. It was, like, my favorite people in the world, my sisters.
Y'all so cute.
Yeah, I got them forever.
It's good because the kids in your family, it feel like everybody, like, you know how normally there's like a black sheep in the family? But y'all don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the kids. You know how normally be one kid that be like
off
the rails.
Yeah, nah. We both stayed close, I think, throughout our whole childhood. So that's what kept that from happening.
And is it nice? Like, do you have little listening parties at home for everybody, for the kid, for everybody, like your siblings to hear the music?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes things be moving a little fast, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, they be in school, we be in the studio, so sometimes we just be moving. But for my last single, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, I definitely got the approval from all of them. That was my little sister Chance's favorite song. So.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
What about acting? Is that something you want to do, too?
Yeah, definitely.
Anything
definitely
on the
be on
table?
A big screen one day. I could see myself on like some Tom Cruise type of movie. Mm-hmm. Or Paid in Full.
Oh my God. You gotta stop.
Right.
Now I can think about every time
you had
movie.
A right. Every time I see your name, I'm gonna think about you.
And that's a great fact.
Now if you had a movie about your life, what would it be called?
If I had a movie about my life, man, that's a hard one. I can't just say anything.
Okay, what if it was a porno?
Can't stop, won't stop.
There you go. Promote that single. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Can't stop, won't stop. Backstage.
The backstage edition.
Right.
Backstage, live.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, cheers. Mm. You gonna finish your other half of the shot?
Wow. Damn, you got water in there?
Her ice all melted.
I am not. It's cool. No throwing it. I'm feeling hot.
She got to take it easy.
I don't even think I should have another shot.
Are there rules? You know, I know you guys have a lot of parties and things like that. Do people have to check their phones or is it okay? Like if you see somebody out there just videoing, what do you do when that happens? Or can that happen? Do people have to check the phone?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going to be on their phones. If it's in the house, kind of, we don't. On people just filming in the house.
Have you ever had an experience where you had to be like, okay, this, I did not anticipate this. She got to chill. I can't fuck with her no more.
Yeah. Some situations, girls be pulling out their phones for no reason.
Guys, too. Because I feel like guys be sometimes worse than women. Let's keep it real.
I don't even know about that.
You know how guys be trying to be at the table. They be trying to film shit. They be trying to act like you best friends.
It be the seat filler guys. Like the homeboy or the homeboy.
You never had no
like the homeboy cousin. You know, like the fluff. You know, the fluff for the crew.
Like you trying to be low.
It be them that be doing the most.
I do feel like guys be worse than girls a lot. Like
it be the... The hookah guy doing the selfie with the hookah, smoking the hookah. Terrible.
Or you ordering the bottles and they posting the pictures with the bottles, but they ain't pay for shit.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes social media, it do be the blow. If you try and be low and everybody got their phones out, it be the worst.
Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot stop with your hair. Aren't you doing a do-rag line?
Yeah, soon. It's about to come out soon. We got some Can't Stop, Won't Stop do-rags about to drop, actually, in the next week or two. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be lit.
Do you mind a girl in her bonnet or, like, with her little do-rag on and stuff? Is that cute too?
I'd rather leave that up to me.
I'm just saying, you know, women got to protect their hair, too. Does that bother you? Or would you be like, you got to take that off? You might be hitting it from the back and she got a do-rag on. It just feel weird.
Oh, no, Angela.
Nah. It feel weird. Oh, no.
You got to take that off.
She's trying to protect her hair. Because, you know, sometimes, like, girls, we be having our makeup done, lashes done, hair done. All of a sudden,
y'all be overthinking, though. Y'all look good, natural. Y'all don't even need none of that extra.
But it's time. Stuff. Like, if a woman got to go out with you, she got to look good. She knows she's going to be in the pictures. People are going to pass judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't just go out and then they'd be like, who is this chick with him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's right before we going out and she got to, like, you know, get herself together real quick, I guess.
Would you still try to have a quickie?
Bend over real quick.
Yeah.
Don't need to take them shoes off.
What if she's like, don't mess up my hair. You could eat it. And that's it. Munch.
Negative. Nay, nay.
You wouldn't like that. Wouldn't be sexy to you if a girl was like, "I'm not feeling like that." Just no.
Nah, I don't like that. That's not a vibe.
What about? Have you ever like you know went a little further in the back while you was down there?
Hell nah, nah.
He's young.
He's going
yet.
To. He'll do it.
He will
eventually.
I can tell.
Mm-hmm. How old are you now? 24?
Four.
Yeah,
you'll get there. Yeah, to 26.
Few more years.
Get with it.
Few more years. And then he was in a relationship for a long time since young.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Yeah.
I feel like it could happen soon. Say less.
Say less.
Say less.
Literally backstage.
Hey, y'all come to Say Less. Y'all coming?
Yeah, I think we might as well. We here, you know.
Yeah,
but
you.
Listen, as a matter of fact, I just want to say thank you so much for coming through. I actually am excited to have you because I've never seen you do an interview like this.
Right. You broke that. You popped that cherry.
I hope your dad don't kill us.
When I was lit, though, I'm excited to be here. Lip service is lit. You know what it is. King Combs, Young Bad Boy.
He's so good at this. You see this?
Mm-hmm. This is every time he got like 10 drops. Like just
he just pointed the camera. He know exactly what he's doing.
Now
my
here.
Shit.
So do you have a bigger plan in your head? Because I feel like, you know, the album's going to come out. Do you know when?
Before this year is over, or if not, top of next year.
Okay. So what's the whole plan? Because I feel like you're the type of person that has things like mapped out in the future.
Yeah, you know, gonna drop this project, gonna be on some movies, do some fashion things, we're gonna take over the world, keep dropping music, keep dropping hits for y'all to dance
look
to.
Look at him, look, he pointing right at the camera.
Spreading the positive vibe.
I don't know if it's Italian or what.
Yeah, we're gonna keep just spreading the positive vibe and winning.
What's your favorite Ciroc flavor?
Probably French vanilla.
They don't even make that no more. I thought it was discontinued.
I'm sure he got some at the house.
Hey, y'all make me some. I need some of that because, you know, I got a coffee company and the vanilla tastes so good. I was so mad when they discontinued it.
Got you.
Can we get a case?
Not for real. I got you.
All right. There we go. Look, that's what I'm saying. Membership has its privileges.
We should have some extras at the crib.
Right. Got a little stash for you.
And besides the album, the do-rag line, the movies, what else are some things that you're interested in for yourself personally? Like, what are some of your goals?
She was probably just getting closer with family, winning a Grammy. Yeah, just having fun, doing what I love, making people feel good and just being positive.
Well, congratulations on a top 10 song, soon to be top 5.
Soon to be number 1.
No,
that's what I say. Number 1. What you mean 5? Yeah, soon to be number 1. Cheers to number 1.
Number 1, we going number 1.
Making history with that. Also, you and your dad, first father and son to have top 10 songs at the same time. You know how big that is?
And
that
performance
was
a vibe.
Yeah, me and my pops, we outside.
That performance was crazy. I was like,
I heard them.
I think I got a video of her dancing to it. I told you we were in the audience to watch it.
Let me see that. I got to see that.
All right.
Yeah, shout out to all the fans and all the DJs playing it, though. Love y'all.
All right, when you go gold, you got to eat booty. Is that a deal?
Yeah, like you got to start there.
Is that a deal? Come on.
End up in the back.
I don't know.
I don't think you should agree with that. Look,
maybe diamond.
Gigi was ready to help him.
He says maybe diamond.
All right,
let's make him go diamond.
Let's go. Cheers to diamond.
Cheers to diamond.
All right.
Because he eating booty at the Diamond.
All right, King Combs, Lip Service. Thank you so much for coming through. Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Backstage, baby.
We out. Lip Service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.